Up until now, we've been speaking about Ukas Aninus. We haven't really began Ukas Avelus yet. We're already almost the first week done. So now we're about to start Ukas Avelus. So the Gemara Maseches Merkaton, quotes a Braisa that spells out who exactly one is required to observe Avelus for. And one thing the Gemara says very clearly, that this is related to the din that appears in Parshas Emor, that who's considered to be a Karov for the purposes of Tumas Kohanim. We know that a Kohen normally is not allowed to be Metame the Mace, except for the Krovim, the number of Krovim that the Torah spells out who are permitted to a brother, a sister, a child, a parent, etc. So the Gemara says that those same Krovim, who are considered to be Krovim for Tuma, are considered to be Krovim for Avelus as well. Then the Gemara says they added on a few others here and there, but that's the basic din, that those two things go hand in hand. The question is, how do we understand this connection between the two? Why is it that Ukhaz Avelus is parallel to Ukhaz Tumas Kohanim? So there's a fundamental machlekes that we've shown him how to understand Shana, what's going on. So there is a major machlekes that we've shown, which we're going to hopefully get to many, many times during the course of the summer, and that's the question whether Avelus is really existing in a Torah or the whole din of Avelus is not in the Rabbanan. The Gemara has a statement that Moshe Tikalam Yisrael Shivasim Avelus, but seems to be that it's only mid to Rabbanim. Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was a pretty early Rabbanim, but he's still a Rabbanim. So anything that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesachim B'Torahs Chachamim is only mid to Rabbanim. So the Gemara uses the phrase that Moshe Tikalam Yisrael, it sounds like Avelus is only mid to Rabbanim. That's what many Rishonim say. And the Rambam disagrees. It's not only the Rambam, the Rift, the Rambam, the Gaonim, the whole group of Rishonim held that Avelus is the Araisa sometimes, namely Aval Yom Rishon, the first day of Avelus, all the Surim of Shiva that we're familiar with, so the first day of Midat Torah, and the rest of the days of Shiva are only Midi Rabbanan. How did the Rambam know this? How did these Rishonim, the Gaonim, and the Rif and the Rambam know that there's a concept of Avelus deraisa? Where in the world does it say in the Chumash anywhere about Avelus deraisa? So the Rambam seems to give two different makaris for this. The Rambam, the beginning of Ilchus Aval, gives one makar, and the Rambam a little bit later on, Ilchus Aval seems to give a totally different makar. The beginning of Ilchus Aval, the Rambam starts out with a pasuk in Parsha Shemini, which says that after the death of Nadav and Avihu, that Aaron refused to eat the karbanos. Should I get involved in this wonderful simcha of eating karbanos? After all, I'm in the state of Avelus. So the Rambam says, from the fact that Aaron HaKohen, it's Hapas in Chumash, that Aaron is saying that an Avos Nalad eat Kabanas on that day, that means there's an Isser to do Dvarim Shal Simcha on the day of the day that somebody died. You see from here there's a concept of Avelus Derai. So that's one Makor. Then the Rambam a little bit later says a different Makor. The Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, that the Torah says that a Kohen is permitted to become Tami for his Krovim, Lo Yitama, referring specifically to the system, but refers to all the Krovim. So there's a Machlekes HaTanoim in the beginning of Masechta Seita, whether that's a Chiyuv or that's a Rishus. So we happen to pass on it that it's a Chiyuv, that there's a Chiyuv for a Kohen to become Tami for his Krovim. So the Rambam says, why is it? Why does the Torah make a mitzvah out of a Kohen becoming Tami for his Krovim? So it must be, the Rambam says, to teach you that the Torah wants that the relative should get involved. Like we said yesterday, it's considered to be a bizayin if the relatives don't get involved and be metapel in the mace. So the Rambam understood that not only is there a Chiyuv for the relatives to be metapel in the mace, but there's a Chiyuv to be misabel. That's also like a tipul. It means that the relatives are not supposed to be like ilu, a stranger died. So that din of lo yitama, the chiyuv kvur, the Rambam seems to understand, that's mechayev, not only a din of kvur, that's also mechayev avelus, albeit avelus emrishon. So what's the Rambam? What's the real makar? Is the makar for the din of avelus deraisa from the achalti chata sayayim from Pasha Shmini? Is the makar an extension of the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim? So many acharonim, on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs, there's a parish of Kina Sofer, and then Lachavishka has the same idea. The acharonim basically say, but the Shita Rambam is as follows. That really the Rambam holds that the Mokor for the Chiv Avelus Meratar is La Yitama. That Pasuk that says that there's a Chiv, there's a mitzvah, Rimitami Lekrovim, the Rambam holds that includes Kama Chamur Mitzvah Avelus. That was the Lashon Rambam, that there's a Chiv Minatar to be Mitami, and there's a Chiv Minatar to be Misavel. But how long is the Chiv Derais? It doesn't say the Chumash how long. So that's what the Rambam quoted. V'achalti chatas hayoim. Hayoim means Yom Rishon. Only the day of the death itself, that's considered to be the din Avelus deraisa. So really, the two psukim are complementing one another, but the real mokor for Hilchos Avelus Minatayr is from Lo Yitama. The pasuk v'achalti chatas hayoim is just a shir, just to tell you how long the chiv Avelus is deraisa. So according to the Shittas HaRambam, that there's a very real connection between the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim and the mitzvah of Avelus to such an extent, it's mamash hanuach, it's the same mitzvah. So then the Braisa makes perfect sense. The Braisa says, if you want to know who you're supposed to be misabel for, so the answer is, look in Parshas Emor, whoever you're supposed to be, whoever you're allowed to be metami for, that's who you're supposed to be misabel for. So according to the Rambam, this Braisa is really telling you a din deraisa. It's telling you the din deraisa of Avelus is the same din deraisa as who you're supposed to be metami for, because it's mamash the same pasuk. What about those Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam? Tosfos and the Rosh, and the way we probably pass in Halacha, that Avelus is only midrabanan. So what does the Braisa mean that you're misabel for those people who you're mitami for? So Al-Korach, the answer is that it's midrabanan. They called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain, the Raisa Tikkun, that the Chachamim were trying to figure out, we're going to institute a Dinim Avelus, say the Chachamim. So we're going to be misakan Avelus for relatives. So who's called the relative? What, a 16th cousin is called the relative? So the answer is Kain, the Raisa Tikkun, just as the Torah is machshav these particular six or seven relatives, a brother, a sister, a parent, a tzral, etc. So too, in the Chachamim were misakan Uchas Avelus for Kravim, they called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain, the Raisa Tikkun. They patterned it after the din of Tumah, but the Chazal didn't mean to say that it's mamish haynu hach. So again, according to the Rambam, the Brayis is mamish meduyik. It's mamish exactly the same. The rules are mamish the same. Whereas according to the other Rishonim, it's a derabbanan ke'ena derayis of Tumas kainim. The Rambam then goes on to make a very startling statement about the din of avelus derayisa. The Rambam tells us that there are really only six relatives who are mechuyav to misabel for min haTorah: for a father, for a mother, a son or a daughter, a brother and a sister. However, for a wife, says the Rambam, there's no chiyav of avelus derais. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. What in the world does that mean? So you have to go back to the din of Tumas Kohanim. According to the Rambam, it's all one and the same. So the Rambam shouldn't surprise us, because the Rambam hukos abel when it comes to Tumas Kohanim also writes that min haTorah a husband is not really mitame for his wife. That which the Torah gives a rishus for a rishus or a chiyav for a kohen to mitame for relatives that only applies to the blood relatives. It doesn't apply from a husband to a wife. That's the simple pshat in the Rambam. But then the Rambam goes on to say, but midivrayim, the Kohen is mitamer for his wife. What does it mean midivrayim? So the Kesef Mishnah had a strange pshat midivrayim. Because the Mishnah thought what the Rambam meant was Torah Shabbat. That it means minat Torah. Taka doesn't say ishto in the Chumash. The Torah just spells out livno levitol yachin lecholso of the email. It doesn't say ishto. It just says the she'ero. So she'ero, we're not sure what she'ero means. So the Kesef Mishnah learns that what the Rambam meant is as follows: that since it doesn't say befeirish in the Chumash pshuto shemikra that the Kohen is mitamer for his wife. So that's what the Rambam says midivrayim. He just meant Torah Shabbat. He didn't mean midrabanan. And the Lechem Mishnah says that that's not what the Rambam means. That the Pashas is like the Lechem Mishnah. That the Rambam, when he says divrayim, the Rambam's term divrei soifrim sometimes means halach l'moshe m'sinai, Torah Shabbat. But midivrayim, Pashas means midrabanan. So the Rambam Shita really is that the din that a kohen is mitame for his wife is only a din midrabanan. He's minatar. He's not really allowed to be mitame for his wife. And therefore, the result in Uchas Avelos is also so. That minatar, there really is no din of Avelos for a husband to a wife. It's only midrabanan. But l'chayr, this Rambam needs a little bit of a beer. If this is true, that minatar, a husband and wife are not really considered to be related to each other in terms of Uchas Tum and in terms of Uchas Avelos, and it's only a din midrabanan, so bishlam in Uchas Avelos, they made a chumra midrabanan. The chum have a right to make chumras, but the chum don't have a right to make kulas. If minatar, the husband is not really a karov to his wife, so the Torah says normally there's an issur deraisa for a kohen to become tamei to mesmeis. The only heter is the six relatives. So according to the Rambam, that the seventh person, the wife, is not really a relative min haTorah. So what right does the husband have to be mitami for her? So the Rambam says, he gives you a whole new story. The Rambam says that which a husband is mitami for his wife, that's not b'teiras relative, not b'teiras karov, that's b'teiras meis mitzvah. Why is that called meis mitzvah? So the Rambam says the following cheshbon, that we know the halacha is that a husband is Yerush's wife. So what's going to happen? That the wife dies, the husband's going to walk away with all of our property, whatever nechasim she had from beforehand, and he's going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm a kohen, I'm not allowed to be mitame for you. So no, everyone's going to laugh at him. We're going to say, wait a second, you walked away with all the cash, and you're not being mitame for her. You're not taking care of the kavur. You're sitting in the base of mikdash and avodah. So he says, we're not going to take care of it. How do you got the money, and when we have to take care of your wife, so no one's going to top it with the wife. So the Rambam says that's going to be the begin to be meis mitzvah. So the Chachamim were misaken that every time a wife dies, so the kohen is mutter to be mitame, not b'teiras karov, but b'teiras chashash meis mitzvah, that this is going to in effect become a meis mitzvah. So this is the Rambam's razzle-dazzle understanding as to what's going on. That the six relatives, a husband, a brother, sister, daughter, son, father, and mother, that's a heter b'teiras karov. Whereas the heter to be mitame for a wife, that's b'teiras meis mitzvah according to the Shittas of Rambam. And again, the result of Uchas Avelos would be that even though the Rambam holds that Avelos for other relatives is deraisa, but Avelos for a wife, the Rambam holds is only midrabanan.
What is the other Shittas
we show
that Avelos is deraisa? How do they touch
the other? So, that's not really talking about the Yisuri Avelos that we know. That's talking about eating karbanos. That's talking about, we know that. Yeah, that's a different one. Like when we started off the first year, we said that the fact that an oinein is not allowed to eat the karbanos and ma'aseh sheni, that's for sure din min haTorah. What does it have to do with taking off your shoes and not learning and not giving shalom and all these surah veils that we're familiar with? So it's the Rambam's the chiddush. The Rambam says that all those, yeah, it's all an extension of that. That's a big pella.
Wasn't that the
Yeah, that's also right. That's also true. That the dinim of einin b'mikdash is also not the same. Remember, we said in the first day from the Rav that we use the terms einin and mishnah mason with lefanof interchangeably, but it's not really true because the real din of einin, according to most rishonim, is from the time of the din of einin in the sense of the in the base of mikdash. The guy kachim at ma'aseh sheni is from the time of misa even past the kvura until the end of the day. Whereas for our din of einin, the din of aninus ends of course at the time of kvura and avelus begins at that point. So the terms are for sure not necessarily the same. No, so it's talking about both. It's talking about the Rambam. The Rambam is using that pasuk to teach because you see that the Torah wants that the relatives are supposed to be not in the state of simcha. So what is that? So what does that mean? So that means kachim and ma'aseh sheni, and then it means a whole series of other things also. So we talk a little bit later about the Surya Nidos before the Surya Avelos before Kvura. I'll have to come back to that a little bit. According to the Rambam, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit in perfectly. Right. That's a different word. That's a different thing. But the only is not like any kabbalas, even not shalom. Those kabbalas are lachatos. And only the din of aninus in the base of mikdash is not like the first day is not like any kabbalas. Afterwards is a shiloh. You have to join the week of Shiva, that's a shiloh to Gemara about whether he's allowed to be mishaleh karbonos or not.
See how the Rambam is learning from that, but this is referring to afterwards.
Yes, yeah, so that's the problem, right? That's what Rob's is picking on. That same problem. We're going to have to get to it. Yeah, we're going to get to a little bit later. We're going to get to when we get to when exactly the Surya Velas begin. We're so used to thinking Surya Velas started Kvur. That may not be Pasha. That may not be true. It's probably not true. So again, so Rambam has his unique sheet about the din of Tumas Ish Le Ishtai, which is going to have enough Kamina in terms of Avelos for a wife only being Midrash, but not being Midrash Torah. We had the Rabbi get this wild idea that the fact that a kohen is metamei for his wife is based on meis mitzvah. So the answer is the Rabbi didn't make it up. The Rabbi got it from a Gemara. The Gemara says Yevamos. The only thing is that the Gemara doesn't say it in the context that the Rabbi says it. The Gemara in Yevamos is talking about the following shot. The Gemara says that sometimes you can have a person who's only married to a woman mid derabbanon. Well, let's say she was a katana. So the Torah, father has a right to marry off his daughter mid derabbanon if the father's not around. So the mother and the brothers have a right to marry her off, and that's only kedusha mid derabbanon. So the Gemara says, let's say a kohen is married to a little girl, she's 10 years old, and they're only married mid Rabbanan. When she turns bas mitzvah, then they'll become married mid Torah. But right now, she's only married to mid Rabbanan, and the little girl dies. So what's the din? Is the kohen allowed to be metami for her or not? So the Gemara says, yes. The Gemara says, how you talking? If he's only married mid Rabbanan, how could the chum don't have a right to tell him to violate and issue the rights of Tumas Kohenim? So the Gemara says, no, it's dino kemeis mitzvah. Why is it dino kemeis mitzvah? Because the same tizmon, since he's going to be Yorishar, and no one's going to be metami. So the name of the chum kaveh, that's considered to be a base mitzvah. So that's what the Ramban taines and Teres Adam against the Rambam. The Gemara only said that svara of dino kemeis mitzvah in that unique situation, only in the case of kedusha ketana, the ketana midrabanan kedusha miyun, masha enkin kedushin deraisa. The guy's been married for the last 20 years. The woman's 50 years old. So of course that's a din of tumas kohen midaraisa b'teres karov. So the Rambam took that Gemara in Yevamos that was talking about a very, very limited scenario and used that as the model for everything, that every time a husband is matar for his wife, it's based on a din of meis mitzvah. What prompted the Rambam to make such a wild extension? So the Lecha Mishnah claims that, believe it or not, what prompted the Rambam was our Gemara, the Sugi Maseches Ma'akotan. The Gemara Maseches Ma'akotan has a discussion concerning Avelos for extended relatives. We'll get to a little bit later in today's Shia. About Avelos for grandchildren, for grandparents, and for brothers' brothers, and all kind of people who are not the exact same, not from the immediate 6 or 7 relatives. So the Gemara draws a distinction between relatives of his wife in contrast to other types of relatives. Let's say, for example, a person has to be misabel for a grandparent, or a person has to be misabel, let's say, for a grandchild. But when it comes to his wife's relatives, and the Gemara makes the following statement, that if a person's wife, let's say Reuven, is married to Rachel, so if Rachel's father dies, so then Reuven has to be misabel. Mashenken, if Rachel's brother dies, so then Reuven is not mechunin to be misabel. So the Gemara says that since the avelos is only through the wife, so only if his mother-in-law dies, his father-in-law dies, then he has to show some degree of avelos. We'll see what exactly that means. Bizman is there. Mashenken, if it's not an in-law, if it's just a brother-in-law or something like that, then there's no avelos. So And the Gemara has a machlekes about that. It's takon machlekes amarayim about that. One of the amarayim thought not that way. The Gemara tells a story right at the end of the sugya there. One of the amarayim thought that the din of bisabala on non-immediate relatives applies to all the wife's relatives. The Gemara's maskan is that it's not true. So the Lecha Mishnah makes a whole shikotari out of this Gemara. So we read this Gemara, we thought, this Gemara, it's very nice. It's a detail, a very, very limited detail in terms of this din midrabanu bisabala on the non-immediate relatives. So Lecha Mishnah says, no, what's going on in this Gemara is mamash din deraisa. The roots of this Gemara is really a din deraisa. Right? That if you hold that a velus for a wife is mamash min deraisa, that a wife is considered to be a real full-fledged relative of yours, min ha-Torah, even though she's not a blood relative, so then there's really no reason to distinguish between a wife's brother and a brother's brother, or a grandparent, or a grandchild. That means if you're treating a wife as tumah as a regular karov, so then mehecha teisa that we should limit the din of extended krovim only lechamav lechamaisai. So that was one day in the Gemara. That amira that held that when a wife's relatives die, so that's considered to be like your relatives dying. There's a din of avelus midrabanan. That's because that amira who's it marukfa? Was it was? Right, marukfa held that a wife is considered to be a full-fledged karov, mida araisa. Masha'enke, we don't pass like Ma'ukva. Rav Huna disagreed. Rav Huna told Ma'ukva that he was doing the wrong thing, because Rav Huna held that a wife is not really considered to be an immediate relative, that the fact that you're misabel for a wife in the first place is on a bit derabanan. So this is like a derabanan square, it's like a derabanan and a derabanan. So that's why the Chamu Mekhon said that you don't have to be misabel for your wife's relative. Just Chamu V'chamaisa, a special din of kavod for Chamu V'chamaisa, but not to your wife's other extended relatives. So comes Alecha Mishnah and says that this issue that we thought was just a detailed how far you misabel for a wife's relatives really gets to the root of this issue, namely, what is the relationship of avelos for a husband to a wife? Is it really a din min ha-Torah, or is it only a din min derabanan? So the Lecha Mishnah says that's what led the Rambam to this conclusion, because since the Gemara of Feirish Paskins like Rav Huna, we Paskin la halacha that lo amru l'chvan ishtu ala chamev v'chameisa b'lvad, that you're not misabel for a wife's brother or sister, etc. So that's a raya brewer that we hold that a wife is not really related to you. That the fact that you're misabel for your wife in the first place is only mid derabanan. So now the Rambam said, if you're only misabel for your wife mid derabanan, since the Rambam holds that there's an equation between tumah and avelos, the two mamash go hand in hand, because hukos avelos was learned out from tumah. So the Rambam walks away at the end of the day and says that in a chidami that you're not mitame for your wife min haTorah either. I the Gemara Maseches Yevama seems to say that the din of meis mitzvah was only by isha ktana. That Gemara shalike halacha. The Rambam paskin like the sugya Maseches Meikatan. So after all the dust settles, what the Rambam sheet that basically comes out as follows, that the Rambam holds that a husband and wife in Minat Torah are not really considered to be related zelazeh. Therefore, the din of Tumas Kohanim really doesn't apply Minat Torah, Bataris Karav, it only applies Bataris Meis Mitzvah, and therefore there's not going to be any Avelus Midaraisa. So the Ramban disagrees with this whole story. The Ramban says, Mamish, the whole thing is Lohayud Vermi Olam. The Ramban says, Avadi, your wife is considered to be your She'er, Avadi, your wife is considered to be a relative, and Avadi, Metam, if your wife Minat Torah, and Avadi, if you hold it, Avelus is Deraisa, then there's going to be Avelus for your wife Deraisa also.
Yeah. Boys can be mitapo and their mother's kula. Is then it is a main answer for the father in that case is left unclear.
I think so, yeah. Because the Iker Chiyav is really on the husband. The husband has a greater Chiyav than the children to be mitapo and the kvura. So I'm stump of the children. We'll also say, hey, we didn't get the money, so we're not gonna be mitapo. So this machloikas, the Rambam and the Ramban, about min haTorah, whether we view the husband and wife as being related to one another, this may go way beyond just a particular shayla in terms of Bechas Averos, in terms of Tumas Kohanim. There's a third shita, the Rambam, which is also the shita. The Gemara speaks about a husband being Yerush's wife. So the what's the mocker for that? Pechat Heis is the din of Yerusha. So the Gemara has a machlekes about that. So one day the Gemara says, let's learn that from the pasuk l'she'ero, because the Torah says misat mezachlos l'she'ero. You see that there's a din of Yerusha by she'er, and she'er means ishtayis. That's one day in the Gemara. And the other day in the Gemara says no, that Yerusha's abal is only midrabanan. So the Rambam happens to paskin that Yerusha's abal is only midrabanan. Why? Because the Rambam holds that your wife is not really a she'er. That's why when the Torah says kim l'she'ero kor ve'el v'imol li'aviv, she'ero according to the Rambam does not really refer to your wife. She'er means a general relative. It doesn't refer to your wife. That's why the Rambam holds there's no avelus derais if your wife. That's why the Rambam holds there's no yerusha derais if your wife. It's all one running shita saram l'shitasa. The Rambam holds that the word she'eru in the Chumash does not mean a wife. And the Ramban disagrees in everything. The Ramban holds that she'eru is your wife. Therefore, there is a din of tumah min ha'Torah, and therefore there is a din of avelus min ha'Torah, and therefore the Ramban probably holds there's a din of yerusha min ha'Torah as well. So this is a running machlekes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. There is another very strange shitas Rambam when it comes to who's considered to be a relative in the Torah. The Rambam says, and again, let's not forget that the Rambam is the biggest believer of patterning hilchas avelus after hilchas tuma. So the Rambam says, what's the din? Does a person have to be misabel for a married system in Atayra? So the Rambam says, yeah, he thinks that you do have to be misabel for a married system, even midaraisa. So comes the Ramban and asks, and the Rambam, it's against the pasuk in Chumash, because the Torah says that lachaisa besula korvei lavashelo haisaliyish la yitama, that you only mitami for your sister who is not married, she's a chaisa besula. So the Ramban says, I don't understand, you the Rambam, you are the one who says that uchos avelos is learned down from uchos tuma. So you agree, it's a pasuk in Chumash, you can't argue with that. So there's no din of tumah min ha'Torah for achaisei she'ena besula, who would deny me there shouldn't be a din of avelos deraisa. So the Rambam and the Ramban having a double machlekes, whereas the Rambam was a believer that of the fact that your wife is not related to you, the Ramban didn't like that, but the Rambam held that your married sister is related to you, and the Ramban didn't like that either. So it's a double machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Ramban's right in this one. It's a perush apasuk, and the Rambam himself links the two. So what's pshat in the shittas of Rambam? So the you have to say as follows. What's pshat in this idea min ha-Torah that we're saying according to the Rambam that hilchas tum and hilchas avelus go hand in hand? What's pshat? Yesh lachor. Is pshat that this is just stomach zeres akrosov, that the two go hand in hand? You're a karo for this, or you're a karo for that? What's pshat is no. The pshat is that even min ha-Torah, what the Torah is telling us as follows, is that the Torah's definition of korva are the following people. So the nail of the Torah's definition for korva in terms of achas avelos is also going to be the same. What do I mean by that? What if you have a situation where there's some kind of a gzeres hakasov that you're not metame for a person, but it's not a chisarn in korva? Mashal, there's a halacha we'll get to off a little bit later if we ever get to chistumus konim by the end of the summer. So what's the din in the following case? Let's say you have a person who's called a mechusar eva, a person who's missing a limb. So the halacha is that a kain is not metame for a relative if he's mechusar eva. There are details what's called mechusar eva, when, nothing else. So that's what Farisha did, that a kohen is not metame gmelin zaf mepalsek, a kohen is not metame for a relative who's mechusar eva. So would anyone in their right mind say that a person is not misabel min ha-Torah if a relative died who was mechusar eva? It's ridiculous. Why is that? I, according to the Rambam, the dinim of avelus and the dinim of tumah go hand in hand. So the answer is no, it's not a gezeres hakosov that whoever you're metame for, you're misabel for. The pshat is that whoever you're metame for, that's a raya that you're a karov. So since you're a karov, memel there's a chiv of avelus as well. If you have an individual who you're not metame for because of some technical quirk, some gzeres hakosov, that you're not metame for someone who's mechusar eva, that doesn't affect the kurva. If I have a relative who's missing a leg, that doesn't mean I'm less related to that person. That's ridiculous. So whenever the reason why you're not metame for the person has nothing to do with hilchas kurva, it has to do with some din min achutz, that's not going to affect the hilchas avelos. So mestame, that's what the Rambam holds here as well. That the Rambam says that a married sister is just as related to you as when she was single. The fact that she's now married, that doesn't detract from her kurvaness to you. That's not exactly the correct Hebrew word, but okay. That doesn't detract from the din kurva from you. That's a technical quirk. That's like a din of mechusar eva. So the Rambam says that's not going to play any role, ki uza, in terms of hilchos avelus. And what is the Ramban say? The Ramban says, no, that if you're not metame for achaisa nesua, so therefore you're not misabel for harm in HaTorah. So what's the Ramban? What the Ramban would say in the case of the mechusar eva, that you're not going to be misabel in HaTorah? That's ridiculous. So the third Ramban holds as follows. The Ramban says, this din that the Torah says, that you're not metame for achaisa hanesua. What's pshat? Is that just tamak zeres akosuf? Well, maybe there's more than that. Maybe the pshat is that once your sister marries out of the family, once she's no longer part of the household anymore, so the tach is a chisar in the kurva. that you're not apidin, you're not as related to your sister when she's married as when she was single. Kozman, she was single, she was part of Beis Avia, she was part of the same household, so then she's mamish yakar of gomer. Masha Enkin, once she goes off into her own world, she goes into her husband's home, she becomes part of Beis Baila, so then in the Chinabi, there is a pagam in the kurva. So the Ramban holds that since the Torah is megala to us, that Achaysa Nesua is not really related to you 100% anymore. So that lack of relationship is enough to declare that there's no Chiyav Avelus Deraisa. So both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that the Yisod HaDavar is that Tum and Avelus really go hand in hand. But they go in hand vis-a-vis Hilchas Korva. They don't go hand in hand vis-a-vis Gzeres HaKosos of Mechusar Ever. The Machlaik is the Rambam and the Ramban is what's the nature of this din that you're not Metami for Achaysa Nesua. According to the Rambam, that's just Gzeres HaKosos B'Yam, but that's a quirk. That's like the din of Mechusar Ever. So therefore, that chiluk doesn't carry over to Hilchas Avelus. Masha Enken, according to the Ramban, no. According to the Ramban, the din that you're not Metami for Achaysa Nesua, that's a din in terms of a chisar, that's a pagam in the kurva, and the mele that's going to carry over in terms of a chisavelus. Again, we basically started out with Agamara. Agamara says that there's some type of a connection between Tumas Kohanim and who you misabel for on a level of deraisa. So according to the Rishon, we'll say avelus is deraisa, that makes a lot of sense. According to the Rishon, we'll say avelus is on a mid rabbanon, so you have to say, call the tikkun rabbanon ke'ein deraisa tikkun. Then we have the double machlekes in the Ramam and the Ramban. What's the din lagabi avelus deraisa for a wife? So according to the Rambam, there's no avelus deraisa for a wife because there's no relationship in that Torah. I mean, you're related, but not in terms of hilchas, yerusha, avelus, or tuma. And the Ramban disagrees with that Rambam. But then you have the second machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramban. Lagabi achaysa nesua.
I mean, could we say the Ramban is because it's she'eru? Why she's no longer a kurva to this, meaning he holds a shiro as Mamash's wife, that there's some sort of a kurva there, that she's, so she's entered his kurva, she's left her original family.
Uh-huh, you mean, it's interesting. That's cute. Wow, that's very good. I mean, according to the Rambam, she's Mamash related to me because she didn't come related to anybody else. But she ain't getting to the Ramban. Once she marries somebody else, she's related to him, she's cute. Wow, that's pretty good. Okay. Have to put that in the Hashmatas. Come on, look, you got another tape. Very good, okay. No, so good, let's fill me up with water. I'm so good. Okay. It's just hard. How would the Ramban say that? I don't have to see. The other Rishonim have a different view of that, perhaps. Tosfos has a different view. So the Ramban would say that Avadi have to be misabel for Mechusar. Mechusar Eiv is for sure the Chisar and the Kurva, but that's not Magderes HaKazam. The Ramban only said it by Achlis and Nesua, that's a Chisar and the Kurva. So it's clear that that since the Gemara does spell out all the craving, whenever we speak about Kurva, so we're speaking about biological Kurva. So the biological / halachic Kurva, in the following sense, but the Rishonim write, what's the din lagabi ager? Let's say a person converts together with other members of his non-Jewish family, so even though they're biologically related to one another, but biology is not enough. You need biologically / halachically in order for there to be avelus. So therefore, the pashas is that there shouldn't be any avelus elazek, because since we have a cloud of gesh and his guy kun shenol adami, so they're not really considered up din to be related to one another. Nevertheless, there is a sugya that appears in the second parak of Maseches Yevamos that may throw a little bit of a question mark onto this statement. The Gemara Yevamos says that although min haTorah gesh and this guy cut and shenola dummy, sometimes the Chachamim made gezeiros mid derabanan that we shouldn't rely on that. What does that mean? Although min haTorah the din is that a ger ach nosi achaisa av nosi as bita gin nosi as imai. Everyone's allowed. Let's say you have a whole non-Jewish family gets converts together. So min haTorah they're allowed to marry one into another because they're not really considered to be related because gesh has guy cut and shenola dummy. So nevertheless, the Gemara says that. Anyone who's biologically related, at least through the mother, because the mother is considered to be, you know, somewhat of a closer relationship. So anyone who's at least related through the mother, so even though api halacha they're not related anymore, since they are biologically related, they should not get married to one another, even after they're in his gaya. Why? So one of the reasons the Gemara says is shema yachlif bi yisrael, that we're afraid that if people see brothers and sisters who are, where everybody knows that their mom is from the same mother, so everyone realizes that they're quote-unquote related to one another. Not everyone's going to chop that there's a din of gesh and this guy and cut and shenol. I mean, next thing you know, there are people are going to be matter for a brother and sister of real Jews to get married to one another. So that was a gzeirah min derabanan of asa lechlufin. The Gemara said, heading is another reason, we're going to leave that out for right now. So comes the Mordechai and says, "L'chare this svar v'asa l'chlufe may play a role in terms of Bichus Avelus also, that if you have two people who converted, and here everyone thinks that they're related, nobody realizes that Gesh, not everyone is such a big Tamar Chochem to know the dinim of Gesh and his guy in Kutnish and Olodami. So if they're going to see that the brothers and sisters are not being knowing Avelus and Olos, so next thing you know, people are going to make a mistake. They're going to think that, oh, you know, there's no dinim of Avelus altogether. So the Mordechai says that although the Gemara was only talking l'gabe Gili Arayos, but maybe we have a right to carry that over. This Chumim Midrabanan, maybe it should be extended to other areas of Halacha such as Avelus as well. So the Halacha, the later post can say that we don't really accept this Mordechai for the following reason. The Ramah writes that this Mordechai is questionable because of the following. And if you look at that sugya in Maseches Yevamos in the second parak, so the Gemara says that b'meh d'vam amurim that we make this Issa d'Rabbanan of Asa l'chlufa b'Yisrael, that's only l'gabi arayis d'araisa. It means a brother and a sister, but there are certain arayis which are only midrabanan called shnios. That means that a person, let's say, minat Torah, a person's allowed to marry, let's say, for example, a grandmother, let's say, minat Torah, that's mutter to marry, but midrabanan not allowed because of gezeirah, if you're going to marry a grandmother, so next thing you know, you may come to marry a mother also. Well, it's all complicated sugya in the second parak of Yevamos. All the people who are one step removed, relatives, are considered to be included in this Issa d'Rabbanan of Shnios. So the Gemara says that Lo gazu shnios begerim, that they never instituted the Issa d'Rabbanan of Shnios when it came to Gerim. Why? Because it's like a gzeira l'gzeira, that the whole din of Arayas by Gerim altogether is on the Midrabbanan, because Minat Torah, Geshen, Skan, Kanshin, Olandam, and the whole din of Shnios is on the Midrabbanan anyway. So Bichrei Gavr Lo gazu Chachamim. So that's what the Ramah writes, that this Mordechai only makes sense if you assume that Avelos is Daraisa. So then there's a tremendous fear that if a brother and sister who are gay or more biologically related to one another aren't going to be misabel for one another, that may lead to a terrible mikshel. People may end up not keeping Hilchos Avelos properly. But if you hold, says the Ramah, like we hold, that whole Avelos is on a midirabanan, and we'll see a little bit later on, we paskin that Avelos is on a midirabanan, even Yom Rishayin. So if the whole Avelos is on a midirabanan anyway, so that's like a gezer le gezer. That means you're going to be geyser on gayrim, that they should be knowing Avelos as a gezer unto Yisrael, but the whole Avelos by Yisraelim itself is on a midirabanan. So therefore, b'chein gavrin lo gozer. That's why we assume the halacha that there's no Avelos whatsoever on gayrim. So again, so the din of Avelos is only for people who are api halacha, considered to be related to one another. People who are although biologically related but not halachically related, there's no din of Avelos. People who are not even biologically related, let's say a person is adopted, so then api din, there's no Avelos bechlal. Maybe it's considered to be the proper thing to do. The din is, we'll get to hopefully a little bit later, that the halacha is that if a person wants to volunteer Avelos, even for someone who they're not technically related to, so technically speaking, they're allowed to do so. So some of that would be the correct thing to do, that a person should observe Avelos for an adopted parent. But in terms of strict halacha, so technically speaking, there really would not be any Avelos. It's the correct thing to do. Al tzkavod, al tzakar satayv. But in terms of somebody called me, right from Mamish last week, somebody called me that Rav called me that there was somebody who was sitting shiva in his community, and the person was adopted. They were sitting shiva for an adopted parent, which, as the poskim say, is the right thing to do. So the shaila that he wanted to know was, is it appropriate to really treat this as a base ovel? I mean, should people not be saying tachlin and not be doing other things? So he said tachlin. We don't say tachlin for half a million other well, much less significant reasons. So I asked this particular Rav, I said, I understand, everybody knows that the person's adopted? He said, no. So I said, can you imagine, you're going to come to the base level, and everyone's going to fall tachrin. So what? Everyone's going to say, why? Because everyone's going to screw you out, because he's not really related, because he really adopted. So I said, Mestam tachrin is, you can be doich a tachrin for, as we said, less significant reasons. So, Mestam yesh lach.
Is there such a thing in the case like that, let's say, for stepmother or stepfather?
Oh, we can talk about that. That may be meeker din. That may be more meeker than right. That's the Pesachim Shuvah. We'll see in a minute.
So, is there some shinoy in the Nihug Avelos to know that it's Petorus Kiyum as opposed to Petorus Pidah?
Yeah, the post can talk about, let's say a person wants to volunteer Avelos, someone you're not mechuyif to. So, what about Lakul? Namely, he's not going to learn for a week. He's not going to be with his wife for a week. So that's already against mitzvahs. So is it appropriate for a person to be noeg avelus, which is not really a requirement anyway, at the expense of sitting and learning all day? It's expensive. I don't, that's a tricky question. That's a tough question. And again, you have to. This is more a sensitivity issue in terms of that you want to. You don't want to make the avelus into a farce. On the other hand, you have to be careful that it shouldn't lead a kula.
Because what if he has a father who's alive? He has two fathers, a stepfather, and his other father's wife. So he's going to be misabel for this one father.
So I'm stuck with the father who's his biological father, who's still alive, and maybe makbar on that. Maybe he doesn't want that. So that, that's for sure. Yeah, that there's a chiyuv of kavod to a stepfather, but not more important than the chiyuv to the biological father. Yeah. So comes the Gemara Mekutin and says that although the ikar din of avelus is really for the immediate relatives, but the Chacham instituted a whole series of extended relatives. Basically, what comes out was kol she misabel misabel Allah misabel imo. Anyone who a person would be misabel for if they died, let's say if Reuven's father Yaakov would die, so Reuven would have to be misabel for him. So now that Yitzchak dies, so Reuven has to be misabel as well for Yitzchak. That's the din midrabanan, that kosher misabel Allah, misabel imo. Huh? Yaakov's father. Okay. Yeah. trying to keep the Tanakh in there. So there is a suffix that Tosfos has. They're not sure about the extent of this halacha. This halacha, kosher misabel Allah misabel imay, Tosfos has the following shaila. Does this apply only to blood relatives? That means Yitzchak is Reuven's grandfather. So that's the Iker case. That's what it applies to. Or it applies, let's say, to other types, let's say, to grandchildren, or to extended uncles, things like that, which are basically blood relatives. Or do you say that can apply even outside of blood relatives? Let's say a person's, a brother's, okay, so a brother's wife died, right? So my brother's wife, I happen not to have a brother, but my brother's wife is not related to me, b'chlal. So, I mean, she's not related to me in the sense that there's no zero blood relatives between me and my sister-in-law. On the other hand, it's kosher misabel love misabel imo, that if my brother would die, I would be mechuyav to misabel for him. So then maybe we should apply the din of misabel for his wife as well. Or you could have it, not even in the case of marriage, you could have it in the sense of half-brothers. So let's say for my half-brother, for argument's sake. So if my half-brother has another half-brother from a father, from a mother, so you can theoretically have somebody who I'm b'chlal not related to the third guy. I don't have a relationship from the father nor from the mother with that third person. On the other hand, kosher misabel Allah, misabel limay. So Tosfos wants to know what's the din. So Tosfos quotes 2 days about that. They're not sure what the halacha is, that kosher misabel Allah, misabel limay applies across the board. It's a chayt lo yavor. Or not that the nature of the tekanas and chamim was only if sof kosof there's a little bit of a relationship in terms of a blood relative between me and the person who passed away. Not sure. They quote both days. So what's the latest asafik? What exactly does Tosfos mean? So the latest asafik of Tosfos is a very long dish of shayla, namely, what's the nature of this takonas hachalim that the halachas mechayev us to be misabel for these extended relatives? So you can understand it in one of two ways. Either you can understand that this is pure l'chveira misabel, namely, there's no chiva veros, my inyan me to my grandfather, my inyan me to my brother-in-law, meichet heisir have to be misabel, they're not from the shiva kreivim, so I don't have to be misabel for them. So elowat, out covered of my immediate relative here, Nebuch, my brother sitting Juba, so I should also get down on the floor, I should also take off my shoes, I should also be misabel, I should be ima yadachim etzara. It's basically a din of covered ha-misablim, it's not a din of avelus per se. Or maybe you could say no, maybe you could say that it's an extended midrabanon din of avelus, that since sof kol sof the other person is related to me, although the Torah itself, or the Iker Takana Sacham Avelus, the original Takana Moshe Rabbeinu, is only Mechayev, the immediate relatives, the seven biggies. But Midrabban will see for Aleim that anyone who's related to you, Kiyuzeh, that's also, I mean, within reason, not your 16th cousin, but within reason, so that's also considered to be included in a Chiyuv Avelus. So that's the basic Shaila. Is this din of being Misabel for the extended relatives, is this not really a din of Avelus? This is a din of just Kvet Misablim? Or is this a din of basically an extended Midrabbanon din of Avelus as well? So that's the Chara, the Shaila here also. That if you hold the first pshat that it's all covered on misablim, so then my nafkamina whether I'm related to the nifter or not. If it's my brother's wife who died, so I'm not really related to my brother's wife. We have no common genes. So what? But the kavod of my brother requires a mitzvah misabel with him. Mashenkin, if you hold the pshat, is that it's an extended avelos. So yeah, b'medav I'm a mormon. It's an extended avelos. So sof kol sof, I'm related to him some degree biologically. But if I have no shaychus, I have no genes whatsoever in common with my brother's wife. So mehecha teis that I have to misabel for her whatsoever. So lechari, that's the latest asafik that Tosfos has. So l'chora, this suffix that the Rishonim that Tosfos is presenting seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara itself. Isn't that the issue that the Tanoim were arguing about? The Gemara quotes a machlekes at Tanoim about this din of kol shemisabel law misabel imoy. Does this apply even shaloi b'fnei hakarev? Let's say let's say my brother lives, I live in New York, my brother lives in Eretz Yisrael, and my sister-in-law dies in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm in New York, I'm 6,000 miles away from where my brother is sitting Shiva. So I'm a chuyah to Miss Abel also. So the Gemara quotes Mechalek Zatanoim, that the Tanakhama says, yeah, in Echanami, that Kol Shem Miss Abel, Allah Miss Abel, Imai, even Shaloi Befonav, even if I'm not in the same room with him, I'm not in the same city, I'm not in the same country with him, it doesn't matter, there's a din of Avelos. And the Chacham said no, that Rak Ima, the Apanog of Elusa, that I'm only Mechuyev to be Miss Abel together with my Karov, if my Karov's there, my Karov's not here, so that I'm not Mechuyev to be Miss Abel. So what's that Machlekes at the Rime about? Isn't that the same Machlekes? It's Mamash Rebbeinim, the same Machlekes, namely, according to the first Pshah, according to the Tanakama, it's a din of Avelos at the Chom of Mesachin. So my Nafkamina, whether it's here or not, there's a Chiv Avelos, whether I'm 6,000 miles away, so if you hold at the Chom of Mesachin that extended relatives are considered to be Dinoch relatives, so then I'm a chuyav through Miss Abel, no matter how far away the person is. Masha'enkein, if you hold that it's only out covered on Miss Abelim, so then if the Karv himself isn't here, so what does he know what I'm doing? I'm in New York, I'm at a party in New York, and he's sitting Shiv in Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of lack of covered on Miss Abelim is that? If he doesn't even realize it, that's not considered to be a bizoyan of the covered on Miss Abelim. So lechayra, that's mamish to shayla. And how do we paskin? So the Gemara says, "Befei shall we paskin?" But up in Nag Avilusa, that the din of kol mis abel alav mis abel ima only applies b'fnei hakarav. So doesn't the Gemara mamish say black and white that that's the thing, that's the din that it's only considered to be a. That's only considered to be mishum kvona mis ablam. So not necessarily. Maybe one can argue as follows. Maybe one can argue that the nature of the din ultimately is a din avelos. It's really a direct avelos. It's not through the person. But what? What do you mean it's a direct avelos? As we've been saying already a few times, avelos was l'chvayt hameis. So here, I'm not so closely related to a person. It's a grandparent, it's a grandchild, it's a brother-in-law, sister-in-law. I'm not such a close relationship to the person. So maybe one can argue, but med the Rambam Murim, that it's considered to be like a bizoyan hameis for me not to be misabel. That's if my karav is sitting here on the floor, my brother sitting here on the floor, and I'm going to be sitting on a chair, I'm going to be sitting and learning, I'm going to be sitting and doing other things, that's like a slap in the face to the niftar. That's like a bizayin hanais. Masha ain came when the karav isn't here, so sof kol sof, I'm not such a close relative to the person, so maybe that's not considered to be such a chisarn and kavod hanais. So it could be just because we paskin that the apen of velusa, shlo be'apa lo tenek of velusa, just because we paskin that the din of kol misabel lo imo, kol misabel lo misabel imo, only applies b'fnei hakarov, that's not an absolute proof beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's alt kvayd hamis avlo. Maybe one can argue that it's that it is a direct din. It goes direct to the. It's a direct chiyuv avelus, but this direct chiyuv avelus, since I'm not such a close relative, is only considered to be a keem of kavod hameis if the relative gufa is here in front of me. So it's not an absolute dead giveaway. What's the correct? That wasn't. But what's considered to be the correct pshat? Oh, we'll see what we do with Mamas. How do we paskin in this Shaila, in this din of Tosis, that Tosis is not sure? So the Rambam had a little bit of a permutation of this Shaila. The Rambam has the following split. We presented that the way Tosis presents the Shaila of people who are non-blood relatives can be one of two cases. Either it's a relative through a wife, or let's say a sister-in-law, or it's a relative, let's say my half-brother's half-brother. So the Rambam splits. The Rambam says that if it's my half brother, then there is a din of avelus b'fnei ha-krevim. Masha enkein, if it's through a wife, so whenever you have a wife involved, so that's nothing, that's zero. But anytime there's a korba through a wife, so then this whole din doesn't apply altogether. So why is that? There's also the Ram l'shitah, so that the Ram holds once the wife gets involved, so that's already midrabana. That already knocks everything down one notch. So then the chiyai gavna lo tiknas. The Rambam is giving a different vote. He's not saying like Tosis pshat, that it's, he's not taking a stand on Tosis Shaila. The Rambam is just saying that once there's a wife involved, so Bechiah Gavin is not going to be available. So Lamaisa, in theory, we paskin this din exists. That in theory, there should be such a halacha. There really should be a din of kol misabel, Allah misabel imam. So how come everybody knows that we don't practice anymore? So come to Rishayim and say as follows. The Ramban writes this way, and that goes, Maimni quotes the same idea that they were assuming as a davar pashut that this whole din was instituted the chavod hamisavlim. So therefore, we have a rule that aval shemachal kveder machal. That just as a father can be machal in a kavod and a rebbe can be machal in a kavod, so the aval can be machal in this kavod. Bizmanazeh, in the last thousands of years. So since days that are Ramban, the girls maimony, people felt very uncomfortable that when a person's sitting shiva, they don't want the other relatives to be sitting shiva also. Maybe in the days of chazal that was considered to be in the chavod hamisavlim, but bizmanazeh the people get nervous. They don't want other people to be sitting shiva together with them, so they have a right to be meichel. So that's what the Ramah writes, the halacha, that the minhag Ashkenazim is to assume that the people are meichel on this outright. We assume that the avelim are meichel, and even if the Yovel says he's not meichel, we assume that he is meichel, and we don't care whether he's meichel or not, and he's crazy for not being meichel. So we assume chayk l'yavah. That's the minhag amongst the Ashkenazi communities, is that this whole din basically doesn't apply. We threw the whole thing by the wayside because we assume that it's only the chvod of his avim, like at least like that one side in Taisus, which is the pashas, the way we paskin, because the pashas says that we hold that the din only applies b'fneha krevim. So the mela, it's basically a din of chvod of his avim. Chvod of his avim, the avim want to be meichel and the chvod have a right to do so. That's the pashas, the way we assume. And in some of the Sephardic communities, they may still practice this. The Mechaber doesn't quote this, does he? I think this is just the Ramah. So remember, right? Anyone ever see this? In a Sephardi Beis Havel. So I went.
Raymond's coming tomorrow.
I have to check with Raymond tomorrow. So remember last year, someone in my community lost a brother, and so I came to be Menachem Avel. Parsim, I came to be Menachem Avel. So everyone was on the floor. Everyone was on the floor, and everyone was at their Kriya and everyone. So I was looking around. I said, there was only one Avel there, and I saw his sons was on the floor. And so his sister, everybody was on the floor together. So then I realized, yeah, that's what the Mechaber says. That's Mestama, what their community practices. I don't know if all the Sephardim practice that way, but clearly that's what they'd been doing that in Iran. So Mestama, that's what they did in Paramus also. So yeah, that's talking what the Mechaber says. That was the only time I'd ever seen. But it says, what the Gemara says, Beferish, is what was Taka being practiced. I don't know, either that or maybe they weren't Michael. Maybe they talk about being Michael.
Did they manage to create to do everything?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says also. The Gemara says they're creed also, right? I think, from what I remember, I think they all. They were definitely all sitting on the floor, they had their shoes off. That was for sure. Even the sons of the oval were sitting on the floor with their shoes off. That was for sure. I think they took creed also, I don't remember.
They would keep it on 12 months.
No, I think it's just for Shiva. I think, go on. No, there are more rights now. There are more rights that are ready for thousands of years already. We haven't done it. The Ramah says you shouldn't do it. So ain't no element of matmim. I think there are more rights. No, there are more rights that say not to do it. There are more rights that it's a wrong thing. It's the Mexicura. I think it's only for Shiva. I think it's for Shiva. I don't know if the check would Ray. Okay, we'll give us the.
But as a rabbi, we can rely on Mechaber if there's like a sister-in-law who insists.
No, but the Ramah says not to. The Ramah says even if the Avel doesn't the Ramah say the Beferish that even if they insist, the Ramah says forget it. The Ramah says you're not allowed. The Ramah says you're not supposed to.
The Ramah says there are no certain.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to the funny news. Right. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, as we said, we alluded to before. Pesachei Tshuva says that there is a certain degree of Avelus which is something to keep in mind in this area, and that's in terms of step parents. That the Pesachei Tshuva writes that even if you hold that these dinim of avelos and things, practice based on Gemara, don't go through marriage, but a step-parent, Piskachuba says, then there's a din min haTorah maybe, because kabbadeh avicha l'rabbah zeishes avicha, so you have to be very careful in terms of that. So again, does that mean practically you have to mamash b'noyek shiva b'zmanas? I don't think so, but that there has to be some degree of ima anachi b'tzara in terms of a step-parent, yes. So comes the Ramah, quotes at Trumas Hadesh, and it says the following, that even though for Ashkenazim have basically thrown out this whole din, but Alpha Bichain is a very strange minhag has evolved in the Ashkenazi communities already hundreds of years old. And Ramah quotes that even though the Ikra din really doesn't apply anymore because they're available Mesabel, Alpha Bichain, the minhag is to be noyeg miktas avelus. That the immediate relative should be noyeg a quasi avelus, not lechol dovar, and not even for the whole Shiva until Shabbos. So depends when the avelus starts, it'll be a couple of days or a whole week. So the Ramah says that's what you should do. And then he goes through, he quotes a different minhagim, what it was exactly, how much to be knowing, when to be knowing, who to be knowing. But the Ramah says, yeah, that's what you're really supposed to do. So the question is, how do you understand this minhag? What's pshat in this minhag? So there, you can raise the same lomdish shaila that we had, legabi the din, in the days of the Gemara, maybe you could raise legabi this minhag also. Is the nature of this minhag also als kvod ha-misavlim? That means we basically hold that the misavlim are meichel on the ikar thing, but they're not moichel legamrei. They would like that you show a little bit of respect for them. Okay, you don't have to sit down on the floor. Maybe you don't have to take kriya. Maybe you don't have to take off your shoes. But maybe you shouldn't get a haircut. Maybe you shouldn't put on a new suit. Maybe you should do a little bit of a kvedah misavlim. So maybe that's the pshat in the minug. And means basically the minug is a continuation of the din of the Gemara. Or maybe no. Maybe just as we said that the din of the Gemara may have its roots not so much in kvedah misavlim, but it may have its roots in a direct avelos, as a mamash, a direct link between the niftar and the somewhat extended relative. So maybe that's the pshat of the minig of the Ramah, that the minig was to, even though the din of the Gemara is over, finished, that's history already, the din of the Gemara, because the misavlim or moichel. But now the minig has become to some kind of a quasi avelos, as avelos per se, not so much Petaris Kvara Mizabim. My nafkamini between the two ways of understanding the minig, a very major nafkamini, namely, does the minig apply shaloi b'fneha avelim? Because the din of the Gemara that says that the real minig avelos of the Gemara, so the Gemara says b'ferish v'paskin v'apanog avelusa shaloi v'apalotinig avelusa. So the idea being, the pashas was because it's only alts Kvara Mizabim, so Kvara Mizabim is only when the avelim are present. So this minig of the Ramah, is this also as kvara misablim? So therefore, it would not apply if the avelim are not around. This is a very common, not much a very common shayla. Let's say shayla last year when I had to go back. My mother was sitting shiva, so my mother was sitting shiva in Philadelphia, and I was in L.A. So where does that put me in terms of this minute? So do you say that just as the ikra din of the Gemara falls by the wayside, shalom the fun of who would deny me this minute falls away, shalom the fun of also? What do you say? No, that this minig was not instituted as a zeichet to the days of the Gemara. There's a new thing, alt kvaida meis, alt an avelus for the meis itself. So then it would apply even shalom b'fnei avelim. Or the pasuk can say, what's the din? Let's say there is no relative. Let's say a person's grandfather passes away and his father's not alive anymore. So is the person mechuyif to be naeg this quasi minig of avela? So if you hold, it's alt kvaida misabim. There is no misabim. There's no avela b'chlal. But if it's some kind of a newfangled thing, that it's a direct link, it's like a kach nogu Ashkenazim as an extension of Hilchos Avelos, as a direct link of Hilchos Avelos, so maybe in a Hanavi, maybe it should. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes Machlokes about this. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Adnei Paz, no? He quotes one of the Acharonim who's making on this, who says that the whole thing was only, it's just an extension of days of the Gemara, Tachad Bini Mochomen, and days of the Gemara. Masha Enkein, others disagreed. Many Pesachim, probably most of the Pesachim, disagreed with that and said, no, that the minig took on a life in and of itself.
How do we practice this nowadays? I mean, he says, like, not taking a shower.
Yeah, so the question is any of this really relevant, Bismarck? Because all the things that are spelled out in the Ramah, about not taking the shower, not changing the clothes, all these, we're making on that for real shiva sometimes. So when we get to the Yisr Bechitz and Kibbutz and all the things that we end up being making on so many things, because we sweat, they probably sweat in the old days also. They probably weren't so concerned about sweating. So Bismarck, we're such Mr. Istinuses on everything. So even in real shiva, we're going to have certain coolers. So I don't know. I think in theory in the books, it's a machlokes down there, Paz and others, whether it really applies to love of fun. In terms of the mice and the practical application of this, it's hard to tell people as matters and not take shower for the whole week. If they're real avelim, kavachomer, they're not really avelim. So we'll get the real avelim, but we'll try to see a little bit more.
So in theory, we are knowing this.
Yeah, in theory, but there's maybe a big difference in theory and practice in terms of this. I saw a quote, one of the Sfarim quote, that the minig in Yerushalayim was not to be chayshish for this. That this whole thing doesn't apply. You saw that? Everyone saw that quote?
Yeah, the
minig in Yerushalayim. So I saw that the others said that they said that we live in Yerushalayim and people are knowing this Bizman is in Yerushalayim. I don't know. I remember I had a friend of mine I was in Karen Biavna. So his aunt died. So his parents lived in New York and the aunt was a Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So. Oh, sorry. So remember, we went to Rai Rubenstein, the place in Kermiana.
Yeah.
So he went to Rai Rubenstein. So he asked him, Rafael. So he went to ask him, my parents want to know, what are they supposed to do exactly? You know, they're owning the Rabbi Natam, and the aunt wants to know, is the aunt coming? And the whole, I forgot already who died. Somebody died. So Rubenstein started to tell him, that okay, that you're not supposed to take a shower today, and you're not supposed to change your shirt. And the guy was back, I didn't know what he was talking about. You know, that was always, he was asking a shower in English, he was answering in Hebrew, it was a little confused. So I remember the guy came up to me afterwards, and he said, I understand. I went to ask the place about what my parents were supposed to do, and he gave me a whole list of things I'm not doing. I said, but I'm not an uncle. He couldn't understand what's going on. So I explained to him, this is the Ramah. I said, whether this applies or not. So he was assuming it does apply. He was assuming against the Avnei Paz, because he had this kid was in Kerbiyav, and his parents were in Riverdale. So he was assuming, that these Minhagim apply. So I don't know if I would necessarily pass that way. I don't know. So the Minhagim in Kerbiyav is Lachma. Yeah, okay. Philip, what a Josh for that comment. Yeah, it's a further shot. Does this minig apply before the kvura? The ikra din is that may depend on how much avelus applies before the kvura. Yeah. I had the shot one time. My mother was also another time. My mother was sitting Shiva. And it was the day before the kvura. It was the day of the Nisan, and the kvura was the next day, and I had a chasana that night. That's the shayla. That's the same shayla.
Don't they say not to go to a chasana, which a mela in Parashat Levafana?
I mean, you
know. Ramah says you shouldn't go to.
What does Ramah say?
Shouldn't go to Simcha or something?
Ramah uses Lashon Simcha, uses Lashon. The Kanas of Esa Mishnah. I don't remember.
Right, something like that. So that's Dab Vadish Levafana.
This isn't done with Tulay, it's at all that.
Yeah, it's the further thing that the Ramah starts quoting with the Psalliators. I don't know, it's all in hugging. It's hard to know what. What? I'm not going to do it. Shneidah. Really. Ramah says not to go to the base of Mishnah.
In general, when I'm doing the weekly parents, I can go to whatever.
That's the Shaila. That's right. the Ramah says. Ramah says base of Mishnah. Somebody quotes
that. That would
yeah, but the question is, but that's also a question. What's called b'fun of? What was the din of the days of the Gemara? There was also machlekes in the Rishonim. What's called b'fun of? B'fun of means in the house, b'fun of means in the city. Right? So if you hold like the Adnei Paz, that this whole thing was just a revamping of the din of the Gemara, so whatever the klum in the days of the Gemara was, should carry over here. So, is that, I understand, let's say, a parent is sitting Shiva in Manhattan, and you have a chasana in Anthony's Pier, which is clearly, those who are not from New York, so that's three quarters of the way to the mountains. So that's for fun of. That's not for fun of anybody. So I don't know, I'm not sure.
But I thought only Vasiliadis would be knighted today, not the regular mutant.
No, but usually those are by definition absolutely. Usually uncles and grandparents are absolutely
this. Right, it goes. We saw it till second cousins.
Yeah, it goes even further. I don't know how much of that is made. As bad as that, I don't know how much of that is made. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. Okay, you know what? I think we'll rather than starting the sugi of Parshat Dakar Tibur in 3 minutes, so maybe we'll save that for.
No shares.